Monday Shir Samach Zion.
Holding in the Gemara, Rabbi Yosi Omer, Areyu Becheskos. Rabbi Yosi holds, if you find the shtar, you're allowed to give it back to the Malve, ולחייש לפירוי. ולחייש לפירוי, you're allowed to give it back to the Malve, Rashi explains. ולחייש לפירוי, שמואל מסטוין עלוי ושפרוי, ורבי יסי לחייש לפירוי, דמן דמהדר לשטורי, דמן דמהדר לשטר, פורוע לאלתר, זויר בלקורוי ולוי משילי. Person that pays a choiv and he gets back a shtar, he tears it right away. He doesn't keep it. So if you find a shtar, you don't have to assume that it fell from the loive. You're allowed to assume that it fell from the malve, because if it would fall from the loive, he will tear it right away. But the fact that he didn't tear it, vaistois, it did not fall from the loive, it fell from the malve. So this is shittas Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi emareyu bechezkosoi veloi chashinen lepiroi. So you find a shtar choiv, you find a check, you're allowed to give it to the person, and you don't have to be choishesh that he gave it back, because if he would give it back, the person would tear it right away. As I stated in Rabbi Yosi. So the Rashash, in Amud Aleph, the Rashash shtol zahore. Frek the Rashash, if you tell me a siddur as I saw it, that we're not choishesh that the guy paid the money, because if he would pay, it's not that he would just get back the shtar. He would tear it, he would rip it, and if now the shtar is there, vice tois, it was not paid. And Amud Aleph steht, shtaim adukim b'shtar, Rashi explains, the mal v'oimer sheliu v'nofal mimeni, v'loi v'oimer shelcho hoyo, uperativ v'nofal mimeni. The Malva says it fell from him, and the Loiva says I paid back and it fell. And stayed that Yachloiku. Lechure, Lefir Rabbi Yosi, now we tell him it can't be that it fell from you. If you paid and you got back the shtar, you would tear it right away. And here Rashi says that when you find the shtar, you're allowed to give it back to the Malva. The Loiva wants it, you don't give it back to him. Why? You tell him it can't be that it fell from you. If it fell from you, you would tear it. And here stay that the Malva and the Loiva are standing, and they're holding a shtar, and the Malva says it fell from me, and the Loiva says it fell from me. Why achloiku? Well, tell the Loiva, the Malva taina is much better. And if from you, it's not mistaba that it fell. From him, it is mistaba that it fell. So it's more mistaba that it fell from the Malva, for it fell from the Loiva. So why achloiku? Why achloiku? This is the Rashash's kasha. Rashash says maybe b'doichak you would say that he has a migu. Instead of says that it fell from him, he would say I just paid, this second I paid, and this second he gave it back to me, and I was about to tear it and he jumped on me. Yeah, but then if Beis Din will check the pockets and there'll be no money in the pockets, so it can't be that he paid. Not every time he has that migu. And that is the case. What if it's Motzi Shabbos and there's no... Shliach. What? And Punk the second, the Shliach came and... How we let him to know? No phones. I'm all here. The Shliach paid. Where's the Shliach? Where? What? Where's the Shliach? What? It's Avis. As I stelled the Rashash the cash. So it's mekubal in the name of Reb Nochem that vaistois, and it's a big chiddush, that even when a guy finds the shtar and he asks us who to give it back to, the malva or the loive, we tell him it looks like the malva. If it will fall from the loiva, he will tear. Give it back to the malva. Give it back to the malva. Even so, but if the loiva finds it, and it's in his hands, let me boy if it's in his hands, stop. Even if he finds it, and now the mice is inside his hands, you can't tell him, listen, how it could be that you got paid and it fell and then you picked it up. Lemaisi, he's the muhzik in the shtar and he has the right to say porua. Even and again, when we find it, we say it cannot be that it fell from his hand. It more mistaba that it fell from the hand of the malva. Because the loiva, when he pays, he tears it. He doesn't keep it. Oh, but if he, not only if he has it in his hands, Avada, he doesn't have to pay, he has it in his hands. Even if when he says, I found it and I picked it up, onna aloche fun migu. Lemaise, now he's the muhzik in the shtar, and val lemaise is the muhzik in the shtar, he's neman to say perua. And that svora that he had to tear it is only a svora to prefer the malva over the leva when someone else finds it. But when he's holding onto the shtar, he has a full taina to say, I paid. Amadgish, why it's a big chiddush? Ari the malva is also holding. It's a chashtay moichzik. That's time I'm saying, this is a claw. When a guy finds it and he says, I found it and I paid, I can hear that svore. The ma'is now he's muchzik in the shtar. There it's easy to understand the Reb Nochem. Here it's a bigger chiddush. Ari it's a chashtay moichzik b'shtar. Cholechet muchzik me'akol could be. It's a chashtay moichzik b'shtar. And even if it's a chashtay moichzik b'shtar, and the Malve zogt azay, and the Loive zogt azay. And I would say, val the taine of the Loive is a schwacher taine, and the taine of the Malve is a besser taine. I would go bust on the taine of the Malve, because the Loive's taine is a race against the taine of the Loive. If you said that you would pay, you would tear it against him. Even so, it's only a taine when someone finds it. When someone is a muzik in the shtar, it's vice toys that he could tie in such a taine. Yeah? The Rashash is nicht das. The Rashash wanted that the Malve will win the shtar moichzik. He only gave it to the loive mitzad mizu, but he could have tied it that he was paid now. Rashash is no mudal. The kol mukim Rabbi Yosi is mechadish that when you find the shtar, you're allowed to give it back to the Malve. And we're not choishesh lepiroi. Don't pass it like Rabbi Yosi, but this is not Rabbi Yosi. Frek de gemore, velichayish Rabbi Yosi lepiroi. And Rabbi Yosi holds, when you find the shtar, you're allowed to give it back to the malve. Votanya. Motzo shtar ksuve bashuk, bezman shabal moide yachzir leisho. A person finds a ksuve as isho. That the husband owes the wife money. Bezman shabal moide yachzir leisho. Ain't a baal moide. The baal claims he paid. The isha said, I never got the money. Lo yachzir loyla ze ve loyla ze. Lo yachzir loyla ze ve loyla ze. So that is good, because we don't know if he paid or not. So misofek, if he can't give it to the isha, and he can't give it to the baal. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, oido tachas bailo yachzir lo isha. Because the derech klal, a person does not pay off his wife a ksuva when she's under him, when she's married to him. So here the Gemara's kasha is, if you're not choishes lepiroin, because if the husband would pay the wife, she would tear it right away. So if you find a shtar lechur, you can give it right away back to the husband. So the Gemara epuch. Because we're not choishes lepiroin. We're not sure, maybe he paid, and this is the reason it fell. And we don't say that the isha will tear it. There's no chash piroin. Why Rabbanon said, Motzo shtar ksuve, bezman she'en abal moide lo yachzir. If lefi Rabbanon you're not choishes lepiroin, so give it back to the husband. Because it can't be belong to the wife, because she will tear it. אין הבעל מועד לא יחזר לא לזה ולא לזה. באמת ואמרו שנסעם ולא נסגר שם. אבל את החסבי לא יחזר לאישו. שרבי יסי אוי מרועד את החסבי לא יחזר לאישו. נסעם ונסגר שם, לא יחזר לא לזה ולא לזה. רפופו אמר, לא אילום לא יסי לוח. ורבי יוסי לדבריהם דרבונן, כלומר, לדידי אפילו נסעם ונסגר שונה מלחשים לפירואן, and you could give it back to the husband. לדידי חודד יוחוי שיש לפירואן, מי רועידו לי מי אז, באוידו תחס ביילו, דייחזר לאיש עוד אלה בספירואני. באוידו תחס ביילו, אז נעד זמן לפירואן, so מילא, we don't have to be חוי שיש, that the husband paid her back. ואמר לרבונן, אין מורצרו ראה, בסדר. אמר לרבונן, אימו צרור האט בסוף. What is the time of the Gemara? לאחר הזמן, לפי רבי יוסי, ינת חוישש לפי רואן, לפי רבונן יחוישש לפי רואן. בתוך הזמן, רבונן הול אוסו לא יחזר מחוישש לפי רואן. זאת רבי יוסי, even that you're not moided to me, even that you're not moided to me, that we're not choishes lepiroen, aber betoich hazman, for sure, it's no tzad that the husband paid his wife. So why betoich hazman, you can't give it back to the husband? Le'achar hazman, I'm not choishes lepiroen because you would have to tear it. You're choishes lepiroen, so you don't want to give it back. Maybe it fell from the lady, from the isha. Aber betoich hazman, oidu limias, that is not zman lepiroen, why not to give it back? There's no tzad that the husband paid his wife b'teich hazman. You're right that the husband doesn't pay b'teich hazman, but he's matpis tzror. So the Rishonim learned pshat, maybe in the middle of the zman, she lost the ksuva. So it's also lehashis is ishtu b'loi ksuva. Husband comes home over the night, they can't find the ksuva. Not allowed to stay home. So what you do, you take a gold watch, you mark it to Yisha, you mark Pitzroga, now she has a ksuva in her hand. So he claims, maybe he lost the ksuva, and you gave it Tzroga, now you give it the ksuva back to the lady, because you say, take his money for sure didn't pay, she will come double collect. This is the way the Rishonim Rim Shah. And again, Rabbi Yossi told Rabbanon, I never choishish that you paid, because the isha won't hear it. But even you that you choishish, but toich hazman, if they married yet, for sure he didn't pay, so you could give it back to the lady. Rabbanon, eimo tzorat, fregen rishonim, Rashi says different. Rashi says, eimo tzorat, moir tzorois, oiksofi mosa o liyichud ksuboso, kesheneso, o leachar zman, shelo yatrichu o yorshim. Not because she lost the paper. Stop. When he got married to her, he said, listen, I don't want later, after we get divorced, to start to run on me and fight to try to get the money. I'll give you now the money. Oh, he did it with Shas the Chasana, or later. Huh? So, yeah, it's a pekot. She can't use it. So, mashker, called mashker. So the shaila is, so why you can't give her back the paper? He was masking when he married her that she will have side the paper, side the mashker. He was masking that she will have both. V'shoshin is so, he written the ksuva and he gave her the mashker. Now she lost the paper, why not to give it back to her? Bishnem lefid rishonim, saying like this. Rabbi Yossi holds you every time give it back to him, because if you pay, you tear. Rabbanon holds after the marriage, you don't give it back, maybe he paid, and we didn't tear. But b'teich hazman, he for sure never paid. So Rabbi Yossi, even b'teich hazman, you cannot give it back to him. For Rabbi Yossi, why you can't give it back to her? For Rabbi Yossi, why? B'teich hazman, he for sure didn't pay her. And for the Gemara, the reason you can't give it back to b'teich hazman, maybe he gave it tzror. So the Fidur is showing him, again, Rabbi Yossi holds you every time you give it back to the lady, he never paid. Rabbanon holds, no. The reason you cannot give it back because maybe he paid. People don't pay b'emtza. Kozman, there's no time to divorce. Maybe she lost the paper and he gave her a mashka. He didn't pay, but he gave her a mashka. So now you can't give her back the paper. She will double kill it. But Rashi says, when he got married, he gave. So why not to give her back the paper? Why not the giver back the paper? They got married. They got married, he gives her a ksuva. And he was also mapis etzor. So why we can't give her back the paper? He was masking to that. They written a ksuva, and he was also mapis etzor. So if he written a ksuva, and they were also mapis etzor, why not to give it back? Why not to give it back? So Reb Nochem says a chat. He says, again, so what the husband claims? That he gave a tzchore? They found the paper. Now they're walking into the basement. They ask the husband, no, what is your story? What he says? What about diners? What? For what we say we don't believe you. People don't pay. So we can't give it to you. Maybe tzchore and he's not talking, no. So obviously, what about is dining? Tzchore. What the lady is dining? I never got tzchore, and I want the paper. And the minute that she claims that she never got tzchore, so she's not holding the tzchore anymore with Tumashke. She decided to keep it for good. And that moment, he doesn't have to give her also a paper. At the beginning of marriage, they were living good. So he gave her tzchore and he gave her a paper. She has a right to have both. Now they found the paper. About what the Baal says. If he says, I pay, we tell him a person doesn't pay, but take his man, go away. So what he says, no, I gave tzchore. And if she's masking, we could give her back the paper. But she claims that she never got tzchore. And from that moment that she decided that the tzchore become her own private money, from that moment she doesn't deserve to have a paper anymore. But maybe you can give her back the paper. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ravina amar oilam eipuch kamaise. The time of the Rabbanon, mishum dechashinu l'shtei ksuvetz. משום דחשינו לשתי כסובץ. ורבי איזה לשתי כסובץ לא יחייש. עזב עזב. בעצם, רבי איזה הולס בנבר חוישש את הפירון, and you have to give back the star he never paid. רבונן אר חוישש. אבל why עוד את תחס בי לו? זאת רבי איזה, even if you not חוישש לפירון, if you not חוישש לפירון, אבל תחס בי לו, people don't pay. People don't pay. So why did they give back the ksuba? Rabbanan say maybe she lost the ksuba, and he written to her another ksuba, because again you're not allowed to stay without a ksuba. Now you found it. She wants to have two. There's the reason you can't give it back. Rabbi Yosi, the ksuba is not chashina. The ksuba is not chashina. So these are basically the three terutzim of the Gemara. So again, so the first terutz of the Gemara is that kula Rabbi Yosi, and basically you don't have to give it, you don't give it back to the Baal, you give it back to the Isha because the Piroin lo chashina. The second terutz is that the Ma'aser Rabbanon hold ein echanami. We're not choishes the Piroin. Rabbi Yosi says over oydus limias bechayim, a person doesn't pay. So why to give it back? Why not to give it back to the Isha, or a person doesn't pay? And the answer Rabbanon is, "Aber b'choishes letzori." There's no Rabbi Yosi is not choishes letzori, but the Gemara doesn't speak it out. And then the Gemara says, "No, Rabbi Yosi holds be'etzem we're not choishes lepiroi." And machlekes is, "Boyd etachas baylo." Rabbi Yosi holds, "Boyd etachas baylo, you could give it back." Lekula alme. And Rabbanon holds, "No, boyd etachas baylo, you can't give it back. Ah, etachas baylo for sure is no tzad lepiroi." Teretz is, aber wie chäusch ist nicht steig zu uns? Wie chäusch ist nicht steig zu uns? Das ist bei Ätzen der Zuse der Gemäude. Das interessante Rambam, a person, someone owes you money. The date is Aleph Odo. Aleph. Now you walk in the street, you find a shtar, Reuven owes Shimon money to pay Aleph Odor Aleph. You found it now, in the middle of the week. You allowed to give it back or not? You give it back. You're allowed to give it back? You're allowed to give it back to Fira Bonan or not? Rabbonan or Choshesh, maybe it was a Piroel. You're allowed to give it back or not? Zog Beramba. You're allowed? Yeah, you're not allowed to. Maybe he paid. Maybe Sophis, you're not allowed to give it back. Moshe Shtarchoy, Lo Yachzi, Lo Ilize, Velo Ilize. This is the whole sugya. Zog Beraibet. Azevi, the Gemara says that the husband doesn't pay B'toich Hazman. So you're not choishes lepiroin, and you can give it back. And the only reason not to give it back, the Gemara says, tzrori, shtei ksuves. Aber stam, a person doesn't pay b'teich hazman. So here also, lechur, you could give it back. And Rabbi Yossi told Rabbanon that even if you say don't give back a shtar, it's only if she's divorced on his amelo, but b'chaye b'aylo, you for sure could give it back. And the Gemara says, what Rabbanon will answer? And the Gemara says, Rabbanu will answer, Chashinin apis etzrore, Chashinin eshtek suves. But if a person, someone owes someone money, and it's b'teich hazman, people don't pay b'teich hazman. As they frag the raivet. Ne'ela mimenu asugya. שטר שנובל ועדיין הוא תריך הזמן, חיישינו לפירוין אפילו תריך הזמן. השיגו הרי ומסוג את עדן מוכח. זה לא יקרה רמבו. But could be, I'm saying, זה קצוי סנט, a person, even in the Gemara says, in Boba Basra, אין עוד אופריה תריך זמן, או חזוק אין עוד אופריה תריך זמן, אבל some people, they, I'll explain to you what. Why is something you can't give it back? Maybe he paid. If you give it back to the other guy, he would collect the money. Maybe he paid. But a husband doesn't give a ksuva, he's not planning. He's not planning to die. He's not planning to divorce. And the husband for sure doesn't have a das. You write the Gemara says, Chazok edo l'pereya tur zmanoi, ve'levai she'ifra bezmanoi. But if a person paid, it's not mufka. Mashenkin the ksuve, people don't give the ksuve of teich hazman. But in the raivet is medame, achoyni mad, lama zan digmore vayta. This is the sugi that we're going to learn. It's one of the biggest sugis of shtores. But it's shver and it's laich. It's shver because it's a big sugi. It's leicht because it's very mekoymikstik. Omar Rablozo, machloikes v'sheshneyem adukim betoifes v'sheshneyem betoirev. What is the pirush amilois machloikes? Omar Rablozo, machloikes v'sheshneyem adukim betoifes ושניהם בתוירף. זאת רשי. מחלויקס. היחלויקו דקאומה רב שמעון בן גמליאל דמשמה חולקים בשווה. That is כששניהם אדוקים בתוירפס ובשניהם בתוירף. כך שומעתי משום רב יצחק ברב נחם ונראה בעינה. So Rashi is explaining the words machloikes. What we learned in Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, yachloiku shtayim adukim b'shtar. Rabbi Yomer is kaim b'chisamov. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel oimer yachloiku. That yachloiku that we learned is k'she'echot ogu b'toifes ve'echot b'toir. Toif is the top, toifes is the bottom. שאחד אדוק מתיר, so when is יחלוק? וכששתיים אדוקים, two of them holding the top, or both of them holding the bottom. But if one of them holds the top and one of them is holding the bottom, then זה נויקל תויפס וזה נויקל תוירת. Tesis is masking with Rashi, machleik, es pirish Rashi. Dainu yachloiku de koma rab shimu gamlir. Vadinimo is shalui rotsu leforesh pluktayu de rebi rab shimu gamlir. Mishum de echi koma, aval echot oduk ve toibes mashma de hosom loi pligi ve ze einoi. Ve gam shom im einu mikuyam le shokli le rebi midi. So Rashi did not want to explain that the machleik is Rabbi Rav Shimon Gamliel is totally. Rashi explained Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel that holds Yachloiku. When you do Yachloikus, Kshashteyem Adukim Betoiref, Vashteyem Adukim Betoifus. Aval Echod Oduk Betoiref, Vechod Oduk Betoifus, Zenoito Toiref, Vzenoito Toifus. We'll explain it. I want to ask a kleine Shaila, maybe it's not a starke Shaila, but Leadine Apshat. It's a shayla. Adin Hapshat. Rabbi also holds Yachloiku, the Gemara said. Bemekuyim divrei hakol Yachloiku. Ki pligi b'sheina mekuyim. Rabbi saw a moyle b'shtar shikos v'tzor lekaimo, he has a migu. So he doesn't have to, he gets everything. And Rabbi Shigam Riyal Omar, moyle b'shtar shikos v'tzor lekaimo, he doesn't have a migu. Rashi went and explained Machloikes, what Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel said Yachloiku, that is Davko Kshishteyem Adukim Betoyref or Shteyem Adukim Betoyfes. Aval Echod Ogu Betoyref Ve'echod Oduk Betoyfes Zenoitu Toyfes Ve'zenoitu Toyref. We'll explain it. Lechoure, it's not Davko L'Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel, it's Huadin L'Rabbi. Lechoure, it's Huadin, it's Huadin L'Rabbi. Rabbi holds b'mekuyim that is no migu also yachloiku. You're right. The words yachloiku Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said. But Rashi is a reinsetzing the sugya that we're talking to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Lechuad Rashi did not have to a reinsetz that the sugya is dafka to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The yachloiku that we learned in the Friedrich sugya, that yachloiku, Rashi says the words. What we learned before that you do yachloiku lemarke de islei for the marke de islei hanamile. I'm not saying it's a starke akasha. It's a or. Back to the gemara. Omar Rablos machleikes b'shesteim adukim betoifes, both of them holding the bottom part, or shneim betoiref, or both of them holding the top part. אבל אחד אדוק בתויפס ואחד אדוק בתוירף, זה נויטל תויפס וזה נויטל תוירף. If one of them is holding the top and one of them is holding the bottom, זה נויטל תוירף וזה נויטל תויפס. Now, רבי יחנן אומר לאוי לא מחולקים. Rashi learns it's nothing. רבי יחנן is not חולק on רב לזר, and he's not coming to say a different הלוכה. So he's not coming to say a different הלוכה. Rashi, Rabbi Yechon is coming to say a different case. And the Gemara will explain it. Ve'afilu echot oduk betoifes ve'echot betor, ve'otani ez anoyte l'mon ma'gaz, ez anoyte l'mon k'mshol im ma'gaz, lo yitzrichet ve'mekar ve'legab echad. Ma'o desayim omo li'plogochi, k'mon domo li'plogochi. Ma'echot ve'pagazor li'plogochi. Rabbi Yechon came to say that if they're holding a piece of paper in both sides, even one of them is closer to this and one of them is closer to that, dahainu. If one of them puts his hands on the toiref, again, I'm not so sure if the whole toiref has to be in his hands or fingers into the toiref. The other person has the toifus. Again, I'm not so sure if he has to have a huge hand to have the whole toifus or fingers into the toifus. I don't know how you learn pshat. Chaim, how you learn pshat? Zet tofus betoiref vezet betoifus. What is the pshat? Again, if both of them are holding the toiref on the side, yachloiku. And the toifus yachloiku. Zet toiref vezet toifus. Zet noitel toiref vezet noitel toifus. Beirun says, if they're holding the paper, the marshal, even though the toiref is closer to me and the toiref is to you, we don't split it like this, we split it like this. I will explain later, more the amkes, pshat in Rabbi Yechon. But Rashi says, maro marchode ve maro marchode ve loi pligi. Zog the Gemara weiter. Omar le Rav Achim Yidifte le Ravine le Rav Lozor de Omar זה נויטל טויפס וזה נויטל טוירף לא מולי וכי לא צור על פי צלוחוס או יוצר How we explain this Gemara? When you read the words of the Gemara the Gemara asks what they're fighting how to cut a piece of paper נפקמינה What is the Gemara in the Gemara? So the Ramban and the Ran and the Tesis HaRosh explain Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi and the Hava Amina is Toiref is the top of Toiref is the top of the shtar. The first top of the shtar it has everything chutz and the signatures. Toifes Lefi Rashi has everything chutz and the zman. Now, the Rishonim understood B'shitas Rashi. The Rishonim understood B'shitas Rashi. That if you take the shtar and you split him to two, and this guy will take the Toiref, and this guy will take the Toifes. With the Toiref, you could come over to the guy and collect all of the money. Or with the Toifes, you could collect all of the money. Again, Reuven has a shtar that Shimon owes him money. There's a toiref, top, and there's a toifes, bottom. He cuts the shtar and he tears the bottom part. He could take the top part and go over to Shimon and collect money with the shtar. He could tear the top part, go with the bottom and collect money. Avada, he can collect twice. And that and that could be if he will cut it, Basin will never give him the money. They were not sure. Maybe every day he's going with another hat. Aber be a soidoi. Luyatsir, half of it disappears. Every half of it has enough goyach to collect the money. Every half of a shtar has enough goyach to collect the money. Side the toiref and side the toifes. This is Shitas Rashi. The Rishonim call it Shtei Koilois B'Shtar Echot. Understood the Rishonim Pshat. It's very deep. Understood the Rishonim Pshat. That if Ze Oiches B'Toiref V'Ze Oiches B'Toifes Ze Noitel Toiref V'Ze Noitel Toifes. So what we do are if Ze Noitel Toiref V'Ze Noitel Toifes what you do? What? So what do you do? If Zenoitel Teirev and Zenoitel Teifes. So what do you do? Understood all of the Rishonim. Lamosho. The Malve is holding on the top, the one that is old. The Loive is holding the bottom. The Malve says, okay, I get the top, so pay me the whole money. Pay me the whole money. The Loive is also holding a half. But while the Malve is holding the top, he has enough koyach to collect the whole money. And if the Loive is holding the bottom, he has enough koyach to collect the whole money. So the Gemara understood when we asked it, because this is the Avodah. What is the pshat in the Gemara? Zen noitel toiref v'zen noitel toifes Omar Ablezer. If both of them are holding the toiref, you do yachloikum. If both of them are holding the toifes, you do yachloikum. But if zeoich is toiref, v'zeoich is toifes, zen noitel toiref v'zen noitel toifes, the pshat is, the balatoiref could collect the whole money. And the balatoifes could collect the whole money. Every one of them has enough koyach to collect the whole money. So be'etzem, because the toiref alone is enough for a shtar. I have a whole shtar in my hands. So the loive doesn't collect, so he could do nothing with his paper. So he's worth nothing what he has in his hands. A raya for what? I have the malve, I have a toifes, I have a shtar in my hand that you owe me money. And with that I could collect money. And the same thing, if the Malva will hold the bottom part, he could collect the money. So Seide Malva, Seide Leuve, when Zenoit or Teuref and Zenoit or Teufes, the Pshat is, every one of them has a full shtar in his hands. And if every one of them has a full shtar in his hands, he could collect the whole money with the shtar that he has. So the Leuve is not enough Kamina Be'etzin. It's not enough Kamina what the Leuve has in his hands. The Malva could collect the whole money. Freg the Gemara Akasha. So what is the Pshat? Zen Neutel Teuref and Zen Neutel Teufes. The Malva gets the Teuref and the Leuve gets the Teufes. What the Leuve needs the Teufes for? What the Leuve needs the Teufes for? If the Malva could collect the whole money with the Teuref, what the Leuve will do with the Teufes? Again, we said it doesn't help that Leuve has the paper. The Malva could collect the whole money with the Teuref. So Zen Oitel Teuref and Zen Oitel Teufes, L'mayin Af Kamina. If the Malva gets all of the money duch the Teuref, so we give the Leuve the Teufes. The Leuve says, what I got, what I needed. So, Omar Rav Lezer, Bameh Dvorim Amurim, Kshishteyem Oichzim Batoyref, Vishteyem Oichzim Batoyfes, Aval Zeh Oichaz Batoyref, Vizeh Oichaz Batoyfes, Zeh Noitel Toyref, Vizeh Noitel Toyfes. I understand, Zeh Noitel Toyref, that he could collect all of the money. Aval Amayin Af Kamina to say, that Zeh Noitel Toyfes. What the Leuve will do with that piece of teifus? You want to tell me that he collects? Say that he collects. I want to say the words zen noitel teiref vezen noitel teifus keilu. Oh, he gets the teiref givaldik and he gets the teifus givaldik. Well, what he does with the teifus? Teifus is worth nothing. Zog the Ramban, the Ran and Teisus Arosh, Rashi learns that this is the Gemara's kasha. Omar le Rav Achim midifte le Ravine le Rav Lozo de Omar. Zen oitel toifes ve zen oitel toiref. Lo omar li. Vechi lo tzurat mitzvichus oyu tzorich. What are you telling me? The Malva gets the toiref, the Leuve gets the toifes. Tell me the Malva gets the whole thing and finish. Kilu it's mashma yimam shim sayashas. The Malva will get the toiref, the Leuve will get the toiref. What the Leuve will do with the toifes? What the Leuve will do with the Teufels? What the Leuve will do with the Teufels? He doesn't have what to do with the Teufels. Again, if you wanted to say that the Malva could collect, say that the Malva could collect. But to say the Neutel Teuref is a Neutel Teufels, it doesn't make sense. Now, the Ramban is Mamshich. Ramban sagt das eh. The Teuref has the Zman, and the Teufes doesn't have the Zman. So you're right. Lu Yitzuya, the Leuve has the Teuref, and the Malve has the Teufes, so the Leuve has enough Kamine that Val, he's holding on to the Zman, the Malve cannot be collect. Say that, can't say. But if the Malve is holding the Teuref, there's no enough Kamine for the Leuve to get the Teufes. So this is the Gemara's kasha. So the Ramban ran at Teis Arosh al derech Rashi al learning that this is the Gemara's kasha. Omar le Ravine achem idifte le Ravine le Rab Lozo de Omar ze neito teifes ze neito teiref lomoli. Mein af kemine if he could collect the whole money. Chilot zu rapi zu chus ze tzorich we have to know it's a mechudosh nige shitas Rashi lefi de Rishoinim that lefi de Ava mine you could collect all of the money with the Teuref. And another chidush, what all of you are asking, it's a mod nezach. The Leuve is also holding the shtar. And Lu Yitzir, the Malva will have the bottom, he would collect. You holding and I'm holding, so I'm collecting. Omar lei ledmei. The Omar hoch shtardi is bezman kameshovi. The less bezman kameshovi. Beshtardi is bezman govim imeshu abodim. Veidoch le govim imeshu abodim. Yov le ahech de beine beine. Befirashi, the Gemara answered, he had a mistake. No one gets a full shtar. The same way if they hold the toref, they divided chetzi chetzi. If they hold the edge of the toifes, they divided chetzi chetzi. When one is holding the toref and one is holding the toifes, not the pshat that the bala toref could collect the whole thing, and the other guy just gets the paper, the lover looks on it. Chas v'sholem, you divided chetzi chetzi. If you divide it chetzi chetzi, so what is zenoy to teiches and zenoy to teiches? What do you start? By medvorim amurim b'diachloiku when they hold at the edge. But zet teiches and zet teiches you do. So before I understood the Firashi, zet teiches and zet teiches, b'meile he could collect everything. So the Gemara, if he could collect everything, don't tell me zet teiches and zet teiches. He collects everything. No. I didn't mean. I mean ledmei. I mean yachloiku. If you mean yachloiku, so what is? When they're holding the edge, but if this holds toyef and this is toyves, yachloiku betmei. If they split equal, so it's the same as what he said before. No. He never meant that he gets the whole thing. We meant yachloiku. So what is the nafkin mina? Zog the Gemara, and here is the koish. Avade, it's one shtar. And both of them are holding on to the shtar. But the toiref has zman. The toifes doesn't have zman. So the guy on the top is holding a fester piece. The guy in the bottom has a shvacher piece. How much a shtar without a zman is worth? 90. If it says 100, because you can't collect from Yeshua body. So if the Malve is holding the Toifes, so he's holding a shtar that is worth 100. So how much you will get? 50. Means negative. Or if he's holding the Toifes, so he's only holding a shtar that is worth 90. So how much you will get? 45. This is what the Gemara meant. This is Shitas Rashi. But is a lot in Medrash Pliyas. However, this is Shitas Rashi. The Haba Amina, the Teiref is a good shtar, the Teiref is a good shtar. And the Gemara understands, as is the Ramban, Ranatay Sarosh, with Das Rashi, that the Malvi could collect the whole thing. Come on, the Posik, he has a whole shtar in his head. Frank the Gemara, if he has a whole shtar in his hands and he could collect the whole thing, so might have come in and giving the labor to the toifes. No, he's be'etzem holding a half a shtar right here. Yeah, but listen, the ma'aseh this man is in his area. So without legabe this man, he's holding the whole zman. So if he's holding the top, so again, he's not getting 55. He's owning a half of a shtar that has zman. Now that he will say, I have the whole zman, so I'm holding the whole zman plus a half of the 90. And he will get 55. No. He says he has a half of a good shtar. This is the pashas. And Loshen HaGemara is mashmarat like that. Yavin le'yahech de beini beini, give him the difference, give him the 10, v'yachloiku, and give him 45. And Loshen HaGemara is mashma, he's getting 55. Now that he's holding a half a shtar of a zman, he says like this, you have a shtar without a zman, I have a shtar with a zman. How much the difference is 10? Give me 10. The rest, we'll do half-half. So it's a mod nezach. Again, before I understood, the first guy is holding a half of the shtar. So I hear. The other guy, I'm sorry, the first guy is holding the whole shtar. I hear? So everyone could collect. So the Malvi could collect. fighting Moros, it doesn't make sense. Moros, no, no, no. He's not holding the whole shtar. They're holding the shtar together. But Zman, I'm the only one that is holding the Zman. The Choyv, we're holding together. But I'm the only one that is holding the Zman. And I'm saying, if I'm the only one that's holding the Zman, there's two ways to look at it. To say, so, okay, I'm holding a shtar with a Zman, you're holding a shtar without a Zman. Oh, but in the Choyv, we're 50-50. So I will get a 50. The men of the label will get also a 50, yeah? Oh, but if I'm holding the other half, I will only get 45. Shining more, no. If you're holding the one of this man, you will get the 10, the difference, and then we divide it to two. You have to understand. It's one shtar. It's one shtar. Of a valley has this man, and the other guy does not have this man, so on the chelik of the shtar that is this man, the guy that is holding this man has a starker tfisa in the shtar. Now, what would be the guy that is not holding this man? So he only gets 45. Maskim, this guy gets 55, and the other guy gets 45. The 45 that he gets, he could collect me Meshua Bodim or not? You know, he could collect it from Meshua Bodim or not? The guy that is holding the top part is Muzik in the shtar with his man. The guy that is holding the bottom part is music with a shtar without a zman. It's music with a shtar without a zman. So he gets 45. It's worth 45. The other guy gets 55. He could collect or he can't collect. From Yeshua Bodim. What's up to Mismori? He could or cannot? Eli, Misvar, he could collect or he can't collect? What? What? Not a Torah. Torah for sure could collect. We speak about the guy's only the Torah that doesn't have his money. But it's one shtar.
He doesn't have time.
I'm asking, he could or he could connect? It's a raya from the Gemara that he could. If Nochem was Medaik and Loshon HaRishonim that he could, the Gemara says, my nafkemina. If he gets 55, he gets 45. A big enough community if he could collect Mishua Bodim or not. It's mashman the Gemara that is not enough community if he could collect Mishua Bodim or not. The Gemara to say enough community if he could collect Mishua Bodim or not. This Gemara explains why is the difference in the price. The Gemara explains haich the beinu bebeinu viach leiku. Because it's one shtar. Be'etzim, it's one shtar. So it's one shtar. What? But we know the date. The date is there.
But
you're the muchzek, but for sure we know the date.
But you only know the date.
But we don't know the date. It's one shtar. Again, I want to explain. He's muchzik in 50 from the choyv. It's a choyv that has his man or doesn't have his man. So, and he's muchzik in chetzi from the choyv.
But it's only through him.
So we'll go to one more step. Frek Rashi. Frekt Rashi Akasha. The bottom guy has 80. The top guy doesn't have 80. What Rashi answers, it's a whole schmooze. We'll see. Very schwer what Rashi answers. But first, Rashi's Kasha. Frekt Rashi. The bottom guy has 80. Now, when Rashi asks the Kasha, the bottom guy has 80. What Rashi wanted? That the top guy will get nothing? What Rashi meant to ask? The bottom guy has a beam. So the sugya doesn't start? What Rashi meant, he has man, he has a beam. You know what? Work it out. The Ritva state, Rashi meant, that's why I don't understand the sugya. Both of them are holding, but you say that guy has this man, gets the extra. So that guy has the a beam. Without a beam, there's nothing more to talk. And Rashi answers, we have to know what Rashi answers. And the Goyen state that even in the Havim in the Rashi didn't mean that the guy of the 80 will get the whole thing. Rashi only meant he has man, he has 80. Look at Loshon Rashi. Last Rashi in the Omu. Shtar the Izbe Zman Kama Shove. The Torah of Odiv Mitoifus, the Izbe Mokim Azman. The Ilushim Amalva Valiva Mois Ksuma Betoifus. So we should have Choyno, Vuhiko. Abo Zman Limehad. Ve'im Yishum Chasim Aseidim. What Rashi means? I just say, Vim Toimar, Sidoch Hasimas, he doesn't have Eidim. Rashi doesn't ask that. Rashi says, oh, but the bottom guy has Eidim. Give him Epis. Don't say he's so schwach. He has Eidim. Rashi at the yell, the top guy doesn't have Eidim. The Ritva said that this is what Rashi means to ask. The top guy doesn't have Eidim. So while he's command the posik, he will get the whole thing. The top guy will get gomish. And the goyim said, "No, Rashi didn't mean to ask that." The tzura sadvorim is Rashi is not mashma. Not mashma. Rashi is asking. Rashi had to ask. I don't understand how the sugya starts. You're telling me that the bottom guy doesn't have zman, so we take off 10%. That the zman is worth, and we only divide the 90 to the bottom guy. No, without 80, the shtar is worth nothing. So the top guy gets nothing. And what, that the bottom guy will get the whole thing? Look how money it will be. Do you want the bottom guy to get the whole thing? Oh, but two people are holding the shtar. We started in the beginning, we divided it to two. We decided we're not dividing it to two. Right? Both of them are holding the shtar. Now, this is what I asked before. One guy has this man, he gets the whole krech of this man. The other guy gets the Eidim, when he gets the whole Eidim, the whole shtar. Oh, but the first guy is also holding on the shtar. The first guy is also musik in the shtar. The first guy is also musik in the shtar. And then Rashi answers, Mamash Hashverat Eretz. It's like Rashi, and the Eidim is not a kashe. What is the answer? Moedim Shtar is not Mezuif, but the top guy doesn't have Eidim. The top guy doesn't have Eidim. So again, so Shitas Rashi. We started in the Sugya as Shitas Rashi. Shitas Rashi, that in the Havamin of the Gemara we learn that every piece is a shtar bifnei atzmo. And the Chiddush Aleph, that the Malbe could collect the ganze choyv. The Malbe could collect the ganze choyv. Frag the Gemara, so the mind of Kimina that you're giving the loyv of the toifas. Just say that the Malbe could collect. And for the Gemara, even so, I never meant that the pshat, it's one shtar, it's one choyv, both of them are tofus in the choyv. Like when they're holding in the Torah, they're holding the whole choyv. You don't say, oh, he has this word, he has this word. Take out this word, take out that word. It doesn't work like that. They're holding the whole shtar. Here also, they're holding the whole shtar. So what is zenoit of Torah and zenoit of Torah? Right? This is the Gemara's kasha al derech Rashi. And for the Gemara in Afkemina is val this man is in that part, he gets 10% more. They're holding the choyv together, and we said the bottom guy would collect me mishua about him because it's one shtar, but he's more muchzik in the shtar. Understand what it means? I understand before you said it's two shtars, it's one big shtar, it's one paper. This val is a din of yadim agas, so he has a muchzokus on this man, and the other guy does not have a muchzokus on this man. For Rashi, so the bottom guy has a muchzokus on the eidim, and the top guy does not have a muchzokus on the eidim. So the Ritva says, so the bottom guy will get the whole thing. And he would not get the Lemaise, he would not get the whole thing because he doesn't have Zman. So he will get 90%. He will not get the whole thing, the bottom guy. But the bottom guy, even the top guy maybe will get nothing. But the bottom, he will get 10% because without him, you can't collect the 10. You read that he can't collect without the bottom, but the bottom cannot collect without him. So the top guy will get 10%, and the bottom will get 90. This is what the Gemara's having in Rashi's kasha was. The Gaon said, no, even if you have it, Rashi just meant, oh, he also has Epis. That needs a Hezbah. And then Rashi answers, ah, he doesn't have Eidim. Moide b'shtar shekosu. What does it tell us? Needs a Hezbah.